So it's just the podcast in person.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually awesome. Like doing my nails or
chasing the baby.
Chasing the baby. This is weird sitting in one place.
Okay. Okay, we're beginning. Ready?
Yep.
The Super Fantastic Show.
The Super Fantastic Show is brought to you by eatingforabs.com, home of the ultimate nutrition course. Visit eatingforabs.com/guide to download our free nutrition resources. The show is also brought to you by coffeewithradi.com. You can find books by author and Olympian Dr. Roddy Ferguson.
We never get to do this.
No.
Super nice. Fantastic Show in person.
Live.
What?
What?
I'm just saying, this is ridiculous.
It's insane.
So I'm here with my good friend, podcast co-host.
Yes.
The one who left me behind as the last of the four who's not a college professor.
Professor.
Excuse me. I'm with Jada Wright Nichols. She is a doula and a lactation specialist and a woman's health specialist. And feel free to throw another title on if you like.
Just stuff.
All of it. So you're here, North Carolina, and you're here for an international breastfeeding conference.
Correct.
And it has to do with feminism and also all
breastfeeding
types of,
and feminism.
Yes, yes. What did you learn?
Oh, plenty. Mostly that we have so much work to do in breastfeeding and in feminism. So just trying to rally the troops, get women on a similar page, get healthcare providers on a similar page, and the community, legislators on the same page. It's pretty amazing that today the ACA vote didn't happen. So looks like we're going to be able to keep some of the wonderful aspects of the healthcare law that have benefited a lot of nursing women. So with the ACA, women are guaranteed breast pumps. Women are guaranteed...
That's federally funded?
Federally funded. Women are guaranteed workplace protection, meaning they can take their pumps into their jobs and can pump for their children.
Right. Okay.
We're at home. So we have been, since the election, we've been in fear that some of those benefits would be cut.
Right.
So we had a great day today.
That's great. So you know my wife and I have kids.
Jamie, love Jamie.
Two out of the three were breastfed.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, mixed bag. It wasn't uniform. It wasn't across the board. It wasn't like they both got X amount of months or years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that breastfeeding is hugely beneficial. Mm-hmm. I think it's the way to go. But there are so many challenges that are just built into our American society. And I'm sure around the world the challenges are different.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to try to get you to kind of just turn the lights on for women to see why it's important to breastfeed, and what are the people who are having trouble experiencing. Let's talk about that for a second. Why is it important?
It's important because it's just what we're supposed to do. It is the way that we are supposed to take care of our babies.
Okay.
It is important because it provides protection for the babies. Breastfed babies are healthier, I'll say it than that. The way that we've been framing it is they have fewer colds, fewer allergies, fewer ear infections.
Mm.
The way that we really need to frame it is that babies who are fed formula or who are not fed breast milk have more allergies, have more ear infections.
So
breastfeeding is the norm.
Compare the two products. I got a bottle of mom's breast milk, and I have a bottle of whatever brand formula.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Yeah, there's no comparison.
Tell it.
There is no comparison. There are properties within breast milk that won't ever be able to be replicated in any laboratory, anywhere.
And that stuff is important?
The stuff is important. The very first aspect of breast milk is not even for nutrition. It's really for protection. It protects the baby's gut. It seals the baby's immature gut and protects it from all of the other bacteria that the baby will now be exposed to outside of mom's uterus.
Okay.
So throughout, so while formula is stagnant, breast milk is a living food. So it changes in many ways throughout the day, over the weeks, throughout the year of mom's breastfeeding. So my favorite example of the importance of how breast milk changes over time is if mom is sick. A lot of times, especially with a new mom, she's afraid to be around the baby, afraid to breastfeed the baby. Like, am I going to get the baby sick? You might get the baby sick, but you won't get the baby as sick as you are, because before either one of you had symptoms, you started making antibodies to that illness, that virus or that bacteria, and they are coming through your breast milk.
So it's adapted for the problem.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
In real time.
Right.
So the baby is getting medicine for this illness that you didn't even know you had 2 days ago.
So breastfeeding is inconvenient. Less convenient than bottled formula. Let's just assume that. Right, just go with me on the argument for one second. Mm-mm. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to say that in my experience, okay, breastfeeding is less convenient when you have to go to work, okay, or when you have to manage multiple kids. It's less convenient. Are the benefits worth the inconvenience, the perceived inconvenience?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Benefits far outweigh those perceived inconveniences. Number one, though, you can wear your baby, right? So we first want to support the mom by decreasing those perceived inconveniences, right? Mm-hmm. So you can wear your baby and still run after your kids. You can wear your baby and prepare food, wear your baby and clean, wear your baby and work. Whatever it is, all the wonderful things that moms have to do. Mm-hmm. In terms of pumping for work, this is where moms need more support in the workplace. So America is the only developed nation that does not have paid family leave of some type.
Okay.
Mandated. Mm-hmm. Canada has a year, they're going for 18 months, paid with a secure job when she gets back. Mm-hmm. Right, many other countries have these kinds of benefits. American moms don't. So really, we need to start the conversation there. In the meantime, moms again are able to pump. Moms are able to leave work, right? With a lot of jobs being more mobile, they can leave the job and go to their baby, or they can have somebody bring the baby to them. Mm-hmm. So there are many ways to get around these perceived inconveniences. Once a mom and a baby really get their rhythm for breastfeeding, it becomes so easy. And preparing a bottle, measuring formula, boiling water, cleaning the bottles, that becomes an inconvenience.
Right. Right. We talked briefly off, you know, before we sat down, and we talked about how in some third world countries, mm-hmm, the use of formula is a problem because of the lack of access to clean water.
Right.
And it becomes a problem with, you know, they're using this formula, which is delivered for free for whatever reason.
Right.
And then they're using the dirty water, unprocessed water. The labels aren't in their native language, they're in English. And this is becoming a problem for infants between 1 and 0 and 3 years
Has
old.
Has been a problem.
Has been a problem.
Has been a problem. So it's been uncovered going back to the 80s.
Hmm.
In the 90s.
Right.
To this, and it's still happening today. So it's a problem that is not going away as long as this corporate greed is allowed to exist.
Okay. All right. So as you see the change you'd like to see via the conference and whatever lobbying they're doing, you'd like to see what change federally done. What is there some type of regulating or deregulating, mm-hmm, or something that we're looking for?
Formula?
Yeah.
There is a code that exists. It's a code of ethics, but also it is a code that is meant to regulate formula companies and formula advertising. Mm-hmm. So it was adopted internationally by every major country except for America. And it prohibits formula companies from marketing directly to mothers by using a baby on the label, by touting that it is as good as breast milk. Healthcare providers are not permitted to be contacted directly. So it should be that formula is used for medical purposes only.
Got it. to wrap up, just to bring us home, I'd like to give new moms or about to be moms, give us a few, just give us a few action items if they experience problems lactating. Number one, where can they find education? Number two, if they have problems, who can they call? Mm-hmm. What should they do?
Yeah, so there are so many ways for moms to get help with breastfeeding.
Okay.
If they have a serious problem with lactation, and I know that's on a spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. But they can call a lactation consultant in their area.
Is there an association that they should look up on online to find out a local person?
So there's ILCA, ILCA.org, and it lists some lactation professionals in the area.
Okay.
However, there can be many professionals who aren't listed.
Okay.
So there is help at WIC offices from peer counselors. There is local help from certified lactation counselors, international lactation consultants, your hospital, breastfeeding support groups, even online support groups, local mom-to-mom support groups like Breastfeeding USA or La Leche League. There are ethnic-specific lactation support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 24/7 breastfeeding hotlines like the one in Tennessee.
Sounds like the lactation community needs to get their act together. Y'all need an umbrella. You need an umbrella where I can go and find somebody. And also sounds like an opportunity for a person like you with your credentials and with your aspirations to reach out, change the game, get folks together under an umbrella so that my daughter, when she decides that she's going to have her first child, will have a resource to go to, not just because we know you, but also somebody in her local area who can help her out and help her to see the benefits of it and move forward and win.
Right. We're doing that.
Good.
We're doing that. We'll be together by the time she is ready.
There you go.
Ready.
All right. Where can they find you?
You can find me at My Blossom Om. My Blossom Mom. The Om. O-M. Get it? Om. I'm a yogi,
it's
too.
It's good.
Okay. All right. So, on everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Blogger.
Good. Super fantastic show. Eating for Abs. We're going to get her to do the all women's course, which she promised we were going to do this year together.
We're doing it.
Okay. Shout out to Mia.
Mia.
Uh-huh. And what we really want to just get through. Yeah. Number one, it's great to see you.
Thanks to see you.
But number two, you have a lot to contribute and a very important message. And it's important that women know that there's a resource out there to help them get this very important thing done. Formula is expensive. It's less beneficial to the baby. And it doesn't really foster the connection between mom and baby.
We didn't even talk about it.
I just think it's super important.
Right.
So,
super important, super fantastic.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
The Super Fantastic Show.